The most wonderful part of all this huge area is a building in the middle of our scan. One huge structure covering more than 41,000 square meters. The center of which is a building which shows a sequence of rooms, all of them with symmetrically arranged columns. The function of this building is most probably a temple.
Temples were central to life in ancient Egypt. Their huge columned halls and cavernous interiors deliberately designed to inspire awe as much as to intimidate.
This is the western part of our scan, a villa area with long, stretching, straight-running streets branching off at right angles. The estates themselves surrounded by white lines, which are the surrounding walls. The southern edge of this settlement and villa area is denoted by a black line and giving the shoreline of the Pelusic Nile branch.
Laid out along avenues in a distinctive grid, these were the homes of the wealthy. It's in this area of the site that large inscribed door lintels have been found, bearing the names of Egyptian generals and royalty, and looking out across the banks of the Nile.
The eastern part of our scan shows a much denser building area, also divided by streets, but they are neither straight nor on a clear grid. This area of very small houses might be an area where not only socially lower ranking people were once living, but also workshops might have been in operation.
This other sizable neighborhood, with its haphazard, tightly packed layout, has all the characteristics of a more workaday part of the city, both residential and trade. In contrast to the villa district, people here live cheek by jowl along packed, twisting streets.
So you have a clear distinction between the west and the east.
With the layout and style of architecture forming a strong sense of the scale of Pyramus, one structure, perhaps the most breathtaking of all, is out of the reach of even the most high-tech scanning equipment.